coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I'm not done. Walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me.
The goal where I've not been.
God is moving.
And for the rest of my life, trust in me, for to go where I'm not going, I must do what I'm not done. No,
God is calling me
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I'm not going.
God is moving.
And for the rest of my coming out of my comfort zone. I'm being stretched to a place I've never known. God is challenging me. Trust and believe. If you're coming out, lift your hands and give Him praise right now. I said, if you're coming out, lift those hands and bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're welcome tonight. All right. Most of us are not here yet, but we've got to start. All right. We've got to start. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, the song says, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I don't know what situation you might be at any point in time, but I need you to... I need you to make up your mind that whatever it is that is holding you down, that you're coming out, and you're coming out well. Yes. Thank you, Father. You're coming out so well. All right. So tonight I'm going to be picking it from last week. All right. That's what I will be doing tonight. We're going to be picking it from last week. All right. But before we do that, part of what I want to talk about, I have done a post on it. on Instagram. So I want you to quickly check Instagram right now. Go to my page on Instagram and check the last post I just posted. All right. I want you to listen to it. It's about 3 minutes plus. All right. Once you are done, so that I know that you have been there. Once you are done, I want you to put a comment down there. Yeah. I want you to like and put a comment down there. Then you come back to our page here. All right. I want to give you, for all of you that are here right now, I want to give you just another 5 minutes or less than that, really. So once you do that, right away, come back and let's start up the meeting. So every other person that hasn't, once the meeting is over, I will ask them to do the same. But you do that, because that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about, or that's I'm going to go in that direction tonight. All right, so quickly go there right now. Oh yeah, go. I'm going to paste the handle on the WhatsApp page for us once again, so that you could go view the very last post, meaning the first one you're going to come in contact with immediately you open my page. The title is Praying for the Lost. All right, so quickly do that while I wait for you to return. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Trust in him, the waves and winds. and it is well with my soul. It is well with
All right, I wanted you to quickly get on the WhatsApp page and check that message on praying for the lost, because tonight I'm going to pick it up from last week, and I want you to learn something tonight. Yes. All right. It's very important to God, and it should be important to you and I. Yeah. It's very important to God, and it must be important to you and I, because, you know, we're still taking the series, Training Up a Child. All right. That's where we are. That's where we are. So we're still taking that series, and all that the Lord has asked me to do is to, bring us to reminder for a lot of us, teach us, all right, these things on how to grow all over again. I know that this teaching has been a blessing. Even for me, it's been a major reminder to so many things, you know, in our faith lives that one actually needs to do, but one might have overlooked or not doing as one ought to. You know, so I want you to wake up, all right, with this teaching. Yes, I want you to wake up to the things that God would have you do, you know, as he trains you in the way that you should go. Yes, all right. Let him teach you that place of, Lord, help me to become who you want me to become. Help me to stand in the place I ought to stand. Help me to rise up with the different assignments you have committed into my hands, that I may achieve it the way you want me to go ahead and achieve it. So right now, we're just going to look at that scripture again. All right, this is important that we look at the scripture. Very important that we look at that scripture once again. All right. Hallelujah. That's Proverbs. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. All right. And when he is old, when he is matured, when he is no longer dependent, all right, on his parents, you know, Bible says here, he will not depart from the things that he or she has been trained on, all right. So Bible says, train up a child in the way. There's a way that every believer should go. There's a way that every believer should act. There's a way that every believer should be brought up, all right. I personally, from time to time, try to give us assignment, because I need you to wake up to the things you ought to do and then put an action step to the fact that, okay, I've not done this thing and I need to do these things. There are so many things I've talked about already, and I need you to wake up to the fact that God is training me. Pastor Buki is helping me, but God is the one really training me, because most of us are not, have not heard some of the things I've been saying. Some of us have not practiced them. Some of us have, you know, relaxed. Some of us are not even aware of these things, you know, but God is helping you to mature. All right. Bible says here that once you are trained, all right, in the way that you should go, all right, in the perfect will of God for your life, all right, as a believer, as you grow older, you begin to mature in those things. You begin to get better and better with those things that you have learned from the scriptures, all right? And then you pick the scriptures even to remind yourself of the fact that this is who I am, all right? And that's very important. That's so, so important, all right? So tonight, last week we talked about giving, and I mentioned three factors. You know, I talked about the fact that you must be faithful to God, and then that God is interested in faithful men. He's looking for faithful men, you know, to be responsible for the assignments that he believes that they should, you know, get into. Not just that he believes, that he has the agenda for their lives. You know, it's like, let me cite an example. When for NYSC, for those that have gone to serve, and for those that are yet to go to serve, or for those that have defiled the seven. Now listen to what I'm about to say. Now, when eventually your letter comes in for your place of assignment, all right, and you check, and then you know the state in which you are going, all right. Once you pack your bag, you are expected to be at that particular location. And once you get to the location, there are some materials that the government has prepared that you should have. Now, listen to me. If you are going to that, if the letter is given to you to go to Kebbi and you decide to go to Ogun State or you decide to go to Lagos State, listen to me, you are on your own. Why? Because where you were sent to is Kebbi, not Ogun State, not Kwara State, not any other, not Lagos State. So any other state that you pick for yourself, what you are indirectly saying to the government is that I don't want you to put me where you want to put me. I want to put myself where I want to put myself. Now, listen to me. If you are in that place, there will not be any record that you served. Listen very carefully. There won't be any record that you served. That's one. There won't be any provision for you that is waiting for you from the government. So you are losing on every side. And you are also very ignorant. And let me say it. I'm sorry if it sounds harsh, but that's the truth. You are also very stupid. Because you don't have a business going to where you are not sent to. You know, so the same way it is with this kind of affair, I like you to know that it's the same thing with God. When God picks his children, he picks his children, you know, with an agenda in mind. So that means there's a place of discovery of, okay, what will God have me do? And then there's a place of location. There's a place of location where you ought to be so that all your resources will meet you there. You know, so sometimes people are so tensed up with life because everything is not working. Listen, if you are in the place God wants you to be, some things might not work based on trials, temptations from the enemy and things like that. But you will just know, there will be that confidence on your inside that, no, I am in the right place. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But the moment you are in the wrong place, wrong location, doing the wrong thing with the wrong set of people, you will get into more trouble and your life will not move forward the way you want it to move forward. And it's not going to be a cause. It will be because you have decided to be disobedient. Are you hearing me? Yeah. It will be because you have decided to be disobedient. There's what God will have you do. There's what you want to do. You know, even in decision making, you know, sometimes there's like people say, I heard something telling me. It is not something. Listen to me. It's the Holy Ghost talking to you. The Holy Ghost is not something. The Holy Ghost is a person. Yeah. He's a spiritual being. He has come. Bible says he is our comforter. He has come that you may be comforted. You know, that he may advocate for you. That he may intercede for you. That he may help you. So the Holy Ghost will speak to you. So anytime the Holy Ghost speaks to you and you shrug it aside or you throw it away or you do your thing, you are indirectly saying, I cannot be used of the Lord. So last week we looked at the place of God looking for faithful men. Faithful men that are willing and obedient to do the things that he has called them to do. Faithful men. Because he, Almighty God, is faithful. And we looked at that last week. All right, so I talked about the fact that God is a giver. And I said that every believer must give. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how much you have. It's not the money. It's the heart. Did you hear what I said? I said it's not the money. It is the heart first. The heart of, I want to do this thing. And God honors you to do that thing. Not the money of, I don't have. It is from that I don't have that God will bless. Because your heart is open to do the will of the Father or to be a giver like your Father. God sees that kind of heart and he rewards the heart and multiply the seed sown. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. So stop saying, I don't have to give my pastor. I don't have to give my parents. Don't stop saying that. Another part of giving or being faithful is I talked about three and then I want to talk about the last one and I move into something. Now, if you're with me right now and you haven't gone to my Instagram page, once this meeting is over, you need to visit the Instagram page. Okay. Once you visit the Instagram page, make sure you put a comment or a like. I want to talk about something here tonight, and it's related to the last post. Yeah, the last post there, which is the first post, praying for the lost. All right. That's the one you're going to, I want you to watch. You could watch every other one later, okay? But that I want you to watch. So if you had started with me, what I told everyone here is to go there first and then come back. So if you are back, please let me know you are back. Now, listen to me now. All right. The another part of being faithful and, you know, and giving is also in the place of marriage. Yes. For those of us that are married here on this platform, I want you to open your ears and listen very, very well. It is very important that you know that your marriage is of the Lord, is not of man. Whether you heard God before you married that woman or that man, or you did not hear God, now you are married. So you are now in the agenda, you are now in the plans of God. What I mean by that is God planned marriage, not man. So because God planned marriage, not man, you have decided to get into the plan of God for man. Now, you cannot say because you are married, you want to treat your wife or treat your husband anyhow. God expects you to honor them. God expects you to be faithful to them. God expects you to ensure that you prefer them. Because what marriage is marriage is a typical example of the relationship between God and his people. But the thing here is that marriage is used as that scenario. But still, I need you to know that from the very beginning, which is the book of Genesis, Bible says that I would make him an helpmate. I will make Adam an helpmate. And Bible makes us understand what happened to Adam and how he came. Now, it was not a mistake. Marriage is not a mistake. Marriage is an institution of God. So when you want to marry, you should first of all go and ask God, how do they do this thing? In case you have gotten married and you're not treating your wife well or being submissive enough to your husband, you need to go back to Lord, how is this thing done? If you're not happy, go back to God. I'm not happy in this marriage. What am I not? Listen to what I said. I said, I'm not married. I'm not happy in this marriage. What am I not doing right? Not what is my husband not doing right. God deals with his own child. He will take care of the other person. But you that you came, he will deal with you. Because you also would have your faults. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So marriage is of God. Each person must honor their husband or honor their wives. You must treat your wife as a queen. Treat your husband as the king. Show them affection. Show them love. Learn to be a forgiver in that marriage. Learn to open your heart to the other person and not be coded. Stop being coded. Stop being hidden. Stop being ashamed in that marriage. So both of you, you've got to have heart-to-heart discussion on situations, you know, of your life. Don't get into trouble and hide things for your spouse. Open up to them so that they know where to pray and they know how to come in and even how to help you. Sometimes some husbands get into unnecessary troubles and they don't tell their wife. And the truth is that God has put the help that you need in the hands of your wife. Not in all cases, but in some cases. You don't know that because you are deciding to be coded. Marriage is not for codedness. It's for openness. Bible says you should be naked and not ashamed. So the naked there is not just having sex. So you both of you are naked or going to take your bath and you are living under the same roof. So both of you are naked. No, it's not that kind. It is genuine openness. Your heart is open towards your wife. Your heart is open towards your husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Let us read Ephesians. Go to Ephesians. Thank you, Father. This is very important. Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to see something there. Ephesians 5 verse 21, it says, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Submitting to one another. It means honoring one another. That's what it also means. So husband submitting to the wife, wife submitting to the husband. It's not fleshly done. It's spiritually done. Meaning that you should honor one another. Honor one another. Hear each other's opinion. Don't come as the lion of the tribe of your family in your marriage. Don't do that. Let your heart be tender and open towards your wife, if you're a man. And woman, don't come like Margaret Thatcher. Calm down. Calm down. And submit yourself to your husband. Listen to him. Understand him. Bible says you are supposed to be an adaptable weapon in the hands of your husband. Not the other way around, of piercing him with the weapons that the Lord has blessed you with. One is your mouth. You need to be careful how you treat your marriage. Your marriage must be an envy on earth. Your marriage must be one that men will look at and men will say, I want this kind of marriage. Your marriage should be one that men will bless you for how you treat your wife. Yes, people will hail you for how you treat your wife, and wife for how your home is. You will see admiration. People will come to you to come and learn how to do marriage. Why? Because your marriage is working. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is very, very important. All right. 22 says, wife, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. It says, for husband is the head of the wife. Also, Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as church is subject to Christ, listen to that. That's why I said this whole scenario of marriage is a typical example of how the church is to Christ. All right, how the church, that's us, not physical structure. He says in 25, he says, husband, love your wife. Why didn't he say, wife, love your husband? That means there's tendency for husband not to love well. So you need to learn how to love husbands. Learn how to love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Meaning you are supposed to love your wife in such a way that you can give yourself till death for your wife. That's what God is saying here. That's what he's saying here. That the kind of love is to death. The death kind of love. It's not mouth kind of love. It takes a man of God to be able to love like this. It takes a man full of the Spirit and the Word of God to be able to love like this. I can take a bullet for my wife. If worse come to the worst, I would ensure I take care of her and not take care of myself. Not because I don't want to, but what I have would be adequate for her and for the children. So I'm going to let go rather than being selfish. So that is day-to-day application today of I need to take care of my wife. I want my wife to come out and people say, wow, your husband is taking care of you. Not because I need the accolade from people, but because that is my duty as a husband. And also as a wife, I ensure, all right, that I submit well to my husband. So let's go on. Bible says here, husband, love your wife. Love them. Learn to love somebody. Learn to love your wife. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He says that you are supposed to cleanse your wife, wash her with the word. If you don't know the word, you cannot teach a woman the word. If you don't live the word, you cannot teach a woman the word. Most women now are even lovers of God than their husbands. It shouldn't be like that. You should ensure that you want to love God the same way your wife or your husband, the same way your wife is loving God, not the other way around. So when they say who is the spiritually, you know, guru in this house, you lift your wife's hands. That's wrong. Bible calls you the head of the family. Bible calls you the head. You are the head. You are the head. It says that in verse 23, it says, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head. Head. Headship means rulership. So you cannot rule in every other area and not rule spiritually as a husband. That's wrong. As an aspiring husband, that's wrong. Your rulership comes more from spirituality, not from physicality or physical states. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we must give back to our wives and husbands. And this is what God expects you to give. Wife, give submission. Husbands, love your wife. Like death, as unto death. Love them. Take care of them. All right. So I could go on and on with marriage, but this is not all that we want to talk about today. We're giving to the Lord. God expects you to give to Him. As you honor your wife, you are honoring God. As you honor your husband, you are honoring God. Why? The reason for the marriage is not about you, it's about God. So God wants you to honor the other party. Thereby, you are honoring Him because you are in the thing that He has established and you are doing it the way He would expect you to. So honor is part of God's word where marriage is concerned. Are you getting that? So this is very important. Now let's go to a connection to today. One of the things that that you need to know, let's go to John 3:16. It's a very beautiful verse of scripture that we must have all learned while we were in primary school. All right, John 3:16, Bible says, for God so what? Loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Bible says God gave Jesus up, His only begotten Son. It's not as if He had another and then He decided to now bring out Jesus. It was only Jesus He had. You and I know that. And He gave Jesus up for our sins, our sorrows, our past, our present. He gave Jesus up to pay the bill. So Jesus died, suffered and died. You don't have a business suffering and dying in poverty. You don't have a business suffering in life or struggling. Why? That has been paid for. You need to learn to say that. You don't have a business falling sick. It has been paid for. You don't have a business living a discomforted life. It has been paid for. Whatever you think of right now, wherever you all are, I need you to tell yourself, Jesus paid for it. So two people cannot go through the same thing that Jesus went through. If He went through it, then I don't have a business going through it. Hallelujah. So, but God says here that I sent Jesus, all right, so that He could die, you know, so that we can do something. He says, so that whosoever believes, whosoever is anybody that believes should not do what? Perish. So God sent Jesus so that men don't perish. He sent Jesus so that the lives of men can be better. Bible says that He wants every one of us to come to the saving knowledge of grace. That's 1 Timothy. You just saw that chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. He says, this is good and acceptable before the Father, you know, who desires that all men come to the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. All men are saved and they come. God is after saving men, and he needs you and I to give to him. You need to give to God in the place of helping him reap other children that have been lost. You and I need to stretch forth our hands towards other people that do not know Jesus. In everything that we do, in the places that we all go, there are people that might not know Jesus, or people that don't have a straight relationship with Jesus. It will be wrong that you associate with such people and you do not talk to them about Jesus. I met a lady, I've met her for a while. I met her during COVID, you know, and she's been very good to me. You know, so recently I bought something from her. I don't know her before. I met her on Instagram. I bought something from her, and after buying it, it wasn't okay. So I sent a message and I told her that she said no problem, that she was going to, you know, bring in another. So I said, okay, so that we don't make two trips, and I could send a rider to come pick it up from you, or better still, we could just find a way. She by herself volunteered to come to church, and I'm pastoring in Lagos, you know, at Ikeja, and then she decided to come all the way to come see the person she's been talking to. Just some few hours ago, I have sent her a chat, because, I mean, we saw it officially, you know, and she brought something else which was not okay. So eventually we were unable to, you know, do an exchange for whatever it is I had bought. But I still, you know, I still wanted to maintain the relationship. So today, I only just went to her page, and all I did was I wanted to know if she had a church and if she doesn't mind having to fellowship with me. That's not the end point. The end point is not that you are inviting people to a church. The end point is that now that they have come, are they going to give their life to Christ? That way, you are giving one soul to Jesus. Because the only thing that Jesus wants right now is that I didn't die in vain, obviously. So everyone that I died for, let them come. Hallelujah. But I can't do it on my own of letting them come. I need you. You. I mean you. Yes, you too. You. All of us together. I need every one of us having to bring these people back. And that's why evangelism is important. It's not until a church calls for evangelism that people should get up and say they want to go and evangelize Jesus. Every day, somebody is passing by you that does not know Jesus. Every day, someone is giving up. Some people are committing suicide. Why? Because they have given up on life. You know, and that's the reason why it's important that you hear God and then you save people. I'm going to tell you a story of a man. I listened to him on Daystar TV, what they call this, on the satellite, you know, and he said that he was traveling or something like that, you know, and then as he was traveling, he heard the Holy Ghost tell him, park the car and cross the road to the other side. And of course, he didn't want to. He felt, that maybe he was late or something. He was going somewhere. He just wanted to focus on where he was going. But the Holy Ghost says, park the car and cross to the other side. You know, and then the man stopped the car. Eventually, after so much argument, he stopped the car. And then he got out of the car and he was really wondering, cross to the other side to go and do what? You know, by the time he looked across the road, there was a man sitting somewhere there. You know, as the man seated there, you know, the Holy Ghost told him that, okay, now that you are, he has crossed to the other side. And then the Holy Ghost told him that, I want you to minister to that person. He said, So the Holy Ghost now said, okay, I'm going to tell you some things about the person. I want you to know that he's about to go and commit suicide right now. I also want you to know that he has lost his job. I also want you to know also that his house has been taken away from him and his car has been repossessed. So all of these things was what the Lord told him. But he was, you know, when you are like, hey, am I sure of all these things that I'm hearing inside of me? You know, that's how the man felt, that, am I sure that it's God that is even telling me all these things? Let me say it this way. So he looked at the man, he said that I wanted to receive Jesus. And the man looked at him like, what's this one saying? I know Jesus, so I'm not receiving him, I'm not interested. You know, so the man now went again to meet him and told him, I said that you have just lost your job. No, he didn't say it like that. He said, I want to ask, did you just lose your job? He had to rephrase what God told him. Did you just lose your job? And the man said, yes. Was your house taken away from you? He said, yes. Was your car repossessed? He said, yes. He now looked at the man and said, how do you know all these things? And he said, I told you to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. That same Jesus told me. And right there, the man busted out crying. He was crying. And then he explained everything that had happened to the man that God, you know, spoke to. And after he has explained, you know, they prayed the salvation prayer. He received Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior. And somehow they were able to house him. They gave him a room in their house. You know, that's what they did. And then he was able to use the wife's car. And then they were able to provide him a job, you know, after a while. One of the things he told them was that I was going to commit suicide today. Are you getting that? So there are so many things that God is asking you and I to do, but sometimes we are too in a hurry. You are too mindful of yourself. You are ashamed. You don't want to talk to anybody. You feel like if I talk to somebody now, would the person not insult me? No. Don't think like that. Don't think like that. Thank you, Father. Don't think like that. Because the truth of the matter is that even if all that happens to you, I want you to tell yourself, I obeyed. As in, that's the fantastic part. I obeyed. Now, if you have listened to the video that I posted today, I said that one of the things you must learn is that if you know someone that hasn't given their life to Christ, you know, and you are, and you have never, you know, had the privilege of praying for anyone, I want you to do that today. I want you to do that today. Pray for someone you know that has not given their life to Christ. Then also know that you might not be the one that the person would hear to receive Christ from. I said that in the video, so you need to watch that part carefully. You know, I said that you might not be the one, but one thing that you and I know to do is that we are supposed to pray. Pray that God leads him. I also talked about the kinds of prayer that you should pray from that video. You pray that God leads that person, that his steps are ordered. God orders the steps of his children, whether they are born again or not. As long as they are his creation, he orders our steps. So sometimes you just meet a guy that is maybe a court guy. You meet maybe, someone that it doesn't is wayward, yes, wayward living and all that, you know, and suddenly something happens to the person, and the person has given their life to Christ. You should give glory to God, but you should have a part to play. Why? Because you know that person. You can't leave the person the way the person is. You need to help the person receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. So if the person doesn't respond to you, pray for them that God would, you know, will lead them to where their hearts will be touched by his word. This is how God wants us to give back to him. All right? And this is one of the major factors in our lives that helps us to become the distributor of the gospel of God. We're talking to people in the market and you're not ashamed. You're talking to the Okada. Anytime I sit on an Okada person, that Okada man is in trouble. Yes, if I every time I have a privilege of sitting on an Okada man, I just recently noticed that I had not done it in a while. You know, there was even a day that I was driving and I just felt, today I'm not driving. I want to take Okada. Why? I want that person to receive Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. Throughout that journey, it is Jesus we'll talk about. That's what I do sometimes. All right? Because I want to leave you with hope in Christ Jesus. Because the truth is that you don't know what people are going through. And you don't know the conclusions they have made. I mean, look at that man now. He was going to kill himself. Life is not worth it. Let me go and... But why you are busy saying that life is not worth it, you know, and all that. Somebody else is already planning the exit out of this world. And because you see the person and you have decided not to talk to the person, or you are feeling very shy, all of those things, that person loses his life or loses his life in the bid of, I am not satisfied with what life is bringing to me. I need to go. I can't continue to suffer. But God has put a word in your mouth and you have refused to say those words. Tonight, I want you to think, are there people in your environment that you know that you meet them 24/7, they don't know Jesus, and you are not interested in having to speak to them? Please be interested. Your tushness should match up with kingdom. Don't be too tush, you can't talk to people. In fact, once you notice your tushness is coming in line with the fact that, I can't talk to this person. Once you start noticing those things, you need to repent. There's nobody you cannot talk to. There's no class. The only class that you have is Christ's class. And Christ is saying, reach out to people. They don't need to greet me. I'm not going to greet. Stop all those things. We are not babies. We should grow up. And part of our growing up is that we grow up and we bring other people to Christ Jesus. I want to give you a few minutes right now to just, you know, speak to the Lord where you are concerned, that you are an instrument in his hands, an instrument for the people that he has, that he sent Jesus, all right, to come die for. Tell God, I am an instrument. I am an instrument in your hands. Use me, oh God. So the Lord is saying to you this evening, I want to use you and I need you to go and talk to so and so. Yield tomorrow. See the person. If you walk by, you know, tomorrow and you see someone that you just, your heart begins to prick you. Talk to this person, talk to the person, talk to the person. If there's nothing you can say, just say, Jesus loves you. I want you to know that. Just keep sowing the seed. Keep sowing the seed. And if the Lord puts anyone in your heart, you know, for salvation purpose, pray for them. Don't give up. I said in the video that sometimes most of us pray for 3 years, for 2 years. When I said all that, I'm not saying that every day of that 3 years you were praying. I'm just saying that as the name of the person comes to your heart, you have made up your mind and all you are just saying is, this person received Jesus in the name of Jesus. This person received Jesus. So maybe another 1 week, the person comes to your heart, the person passes by, the person, you know, it could be anything. It could be a contact with the person. It could be a picture of the person. It could be someone said something about the person. As you are reminded again, what do you say again? Father, in the name of Jesus, so and so come to Christ Jesus in Jesus' name. And you do all that. All right, so I want you to pray tonight. Lord, use me. Use me to achieve your purpose here on earth. I'm not here for myself. I'm here so that our kingdom can be populated and I'm one of your people. I am your son, I am your daughter, and I'm sticking out my neck for other brothers and sisters like me. And I'm saying the name of Jesus that I'm used to bring a soul to you. All right, I know of someone that they do soul outreach, you know, and then they bring one soul to Jesus. So we're going to do that. Yeah. Between now and the month of November, I'm giving you from now to the end of November. Give me, just tell me you have, if you have 10 souls, good. But I want one soul that you have talked to. All right. I also want to talk to that person. So that's an assignment for everyone. Talk to someone and bring them back to Jesus. And if that doesn't, if you are talking to someone and the person is not yielding yet, no problem. I can come in also and then we both, you know, talk to the person, you know, and then I believe for harvest in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm useful to you, oh God. I'm useful to you, oh God. I'm useful. I'm useful. In the name of Jesus, I'm useful to you. Obarakatoya namasunta yaragadosha. Come on, go ahead. Eko zomanto yigaragadosa matia. Lego dosha bagaragadosa manta yagadasikedeya. Marakata ta 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 ta. Manda yigadeshe keregedoso. Marakatia labasupredosha mangadosa gadasa. Lako zomanto legedo godogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodogodog Dadoso, Kala Baraboso, Canada Doso, Lingedishi Kataya Lagadosa Makarosa, O Lagida Bakato. I'm an instrument in your hands, O God. I'm used for your purpose. And this is your purpose, that all men come to the saving knowledge. And so I declare in the name of Jesus that I speak to everyone that you quicken my heart to talk to. I speak to people around me that I know that they are not, born again yet. And I open my own heart, Lord Jesus, to be used. I open my heart to be used. For your glory, to be used distinctively, to be used to carry out your assignment, to be used to bring every son and every daughter to the kingdom, to be used to bring brothers and sisters, my brothers and my sisters into the church, into the kingdom. Lord, help me bring souls to you. Hallelujah. Help me speak to people without having any doubt in my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Teach me your ways, O God. Help me. Kabansumana gadoksa. Rakisha bara gadia namasumbre gede gede. Help me. In the name of Jesus. All right, I want to thank you for coming up online, and I want you to take this teaching seriously. Let's give back to God. Let's give back to God. Let's give a soul to the Lord. Let's give more men to Jesus. Let's turn weak men to strong men. Let's turn purposeless men to purposeful men. Let's turn them. How? By praying for them, and by speaking to them concerning Jesus. God love you. I love you. And I know that you are going to turn out the best. I know it. All right. Thank you so much. Love you. Enjoy the weekend. I have an assignment also for us tomorrow. All right. You have one assignment already. So by tomorrow, it's going to be posted. I'd like you to take it seriously. You have from now to the month of November. And this time around, everybody has got to get involved in this, okay? I noticed that for the assignment, not everybody submitted, all right? But I want you to submit this one, the summaries, your learnings and all. And I just want you to get blessed. All right. Bye. Have a great night. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
My champion's not dead, he is alive.